Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning, Adam. How are you?
Morning, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
Doing well.
Oh, we're fired up. We watched the game last night. We got football fever. We're going to watch. I guess we've got to figure out how we're going to watch it. But the boys in Brazil will be going at it tonight. And it's all a lead up to you and the Sanchez getting the Bears season started. The era started, right? Caleb Williams in his professional debut.
That's what it feels like. It does feel like the start of something. And I still don't know how to gauge it. You know, I don't know how you guys have felt it from fans. I'm sure you guys have been talking about it all week. But I feel like, let's say a month ago, maybe even a couple of weeks ago, it was all in. It was, this is the guy. This is the start of a dynasty. You know, like I heard a lot more of that, and that's fine. I'm not disparaging it or criticizing it. I'm just observing it. I heard a lot more of that. And then over the course of the last couple of days, I feel like there's been a little bit more cautious optimism rather than kind of a gung-ho mentality for Caleb being the second coming. I wonder what the general it feels like the general pulse is a little bit more polarized than I would have thought. And I'd be curious to know what you guys have felt over the last, let's say, 4 days as you guys are getting ready to watch the game on Sunday.
Unabashed enthusiasm. I think okay. There's just excitement that people want to maybe tap the brakes, but it's impossible not to kind of just keep going, because this is unlike anything that a lot of people have ever felt, which makes me curious to know how your partner on Sunday will put it in perspective. You're talking about a guy in Mark Sanchez who comes from USC, went to a major market, high first round draft pick, and had to feel the weight of those expectations. Different scenario, certainly. Caleb Williams, I think, more qualified for the role than maybe Mark Sanchez was, but still the burden will feel just as heavy. Adam, I wonder if you've talked to your partner about that going into Sunday's broadcast.
Yeah, we had a chat about it the other night. I had the television crew over last night to watch the game, the Chiefs-Ravens game. And, you know, I had talked to Mark about it in the past. Like, he had the Joe Namath comparisons, right, when he went to New York and he played for the Jets, because that's the the gold standard. You win a Super Bowl naturally, and the last one for your franchise, that's going to be the quarterback that you get compared to when you come in as a highly touted pick. And well, I think what the difference is for Caleb a little bit in that narrative sense is who do we have to compare him to?
Right.
Are we going back to Johnny Luchak? Are we going back to Sid Luckman? Are we going back to McMahon? Are we going back to Cutler? You know, how far back are we going to go to try to make a comparison? Because it's really hard to find one, and that's where I think some of the added weight comes in. I will be curious, and obviously as we get into the weekend, you know, today's our day to meet with the Bears. Tomorrow we're going to meet with the Titans. Tomorrow night is when we have our big production meeting. So that's when we really have longer discussions amongst each other to try to figure out what the framework is going to be. But that's going to be something I want to ask Mark is, I mean, when we come on the air, you know, 5 minutes before noon, on Sunday, how do you want to frame it? What do you want to talk about? Because I think Mark is also of the mindset, and I imagine, again, this is part of the reason I said there's a little bit more cautiousness from some of the people that I talked to, is you don't want to put everything on the kid, right? Because Mark knows what that's like when everything is on your shoulders, regardless of the talent level around you. And I don't think, and this was pointed out to me a couple times, as just as a reminder, and I agree with it, Mark didn't get to go into as good of a situation as somebody like Caleb Williams is going into. And very rarely do we see number one quarterbacks get to walk into the situations that Caleb Williams is walking into with a talent level that's surrounding him. So I am curious to see what the framework is going to be. Well, I want to hear what he has to say over the course of the next couple of nights as we prepare for Sunday.
Yeah, I think it's a really interesting perspective because obviously fans aren't looking at it in the context of the difficulty or the history or whatever it might be. There's a lot of enthusiasm from fans, but I think NFL people, when you talk to people, they're a little bit apprehensive about it. And we heard from Bill Belichick on that Inside the NFL show. And he just is the typical kind of NFL observer head coach that looks at rookies and the difficulty and doesn't see what a starved public might be looking at. And I also believe, Adam, that, you know, we've talked quite a bit about this statistic that first overall quarterbacks 0-14-1 in their first start and over the last 22 years. And this is such a different situation than that because the Bears were ninth worst team in the league, not the worst team in the league. And they had improved their team a little bit before they got to the draft. And I think that you look at it and he's in a little bit different situation than most of these first overall picks. I'm not sure that record applies to him.
I mean, and it rarely applies to the individual, right? That rarely does. And I'm kind of thinking of some of the quarterbacks, you know, in that stretch. I think David Carr in 2002 was the last number one overall pick to win, right? So in that stretch, think about who else is in that mix. You know, like Eli Manning playing for a Giant team that was the two really good defenses that helped them, you know, get the deep playoff runs. Jamarcus Russell didn't have a great situation with the Raiders, if I'm not mistaken. Stafford didn't have a particularly good team in Detroit. Bradford didn't have a great team in St. Louis. You know, Goff didn't have a great team with the Los Angeles Rams at the time. Just recent vintage, the Jaguars hadn't really built up their roster after Trevor Lawrence. Joe Burrow, you know, the Bengals, they still haven't at times. So if you look at their roster, it feels like they still haven't really built around it, but their offense they certainly invested in over the last few years. This is different in that context. Again, will it matter to Caleb Williams? Will it matter to this offense? No, it's not going to matter because I think his situation is so much better on offense with the tools and the resources. And then, like you guys pointed out, more importantly, the defense is really good, and the defense has to be, in my estimation, for, you know, the majority of the season. Obviously you want them to be a top six defense, but the first half of the schedule, you know, and Jim Miller and I talked about it during the preseason, with the first half of the schedule being relatively, and I'm using the term relatively for a reason, relatively soft, compared to the second half of the schedule where you have all six divisional games. You have the defending NFC champion, San Francisco. You have a Seattle team that's a quality team in with a new head coach and what is expected to be a really strong defense. Like, that's going to be a really brutal stretch. So the first half of the slate, while the offense is starting to ramp up and get into form, and you hope it happens sooner rather than later, but as it's ramping into form, the defense is expected to play well right out of the gate. And if they do, then this will be a team that has the opportunity to get Caleb Williams into situations where he can help win a game right out of the gate as a rookie. So I agree with a lot of the – or I recognize a lot of the stats. I recognize a lot of the struggles. And I don't want to just dismiss that number either. Mm-hmm. I do understand that number one quarterbacks, rookie QBs, have had struggles. Every rookie quarterback is going to have some growing pains. I recognize that and I acknowledge that. But I also know that this is a quality team on both sides of the football that can put their star quarterback in a much better situation.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Adam, I really enjoy you doing games for Fox for the Bears because it's a national broadcast, obviously, but you bring the institutional knowledge of a local guy, so you understand some of the dynamics when it comes to, let's say, Matt Eberflus. And I think that inside Chicago, his maybe perception has changed a little bit. Hard Knocks improved it. His offseason has been a good one. But heading into this opener, we can talk all we want about Caleb Williams. He still has a defensive-minded head coach, in quotes, and a guy in his third season that needs to win. How would you describe and how will you present the confidence level that maybe Chicago and the Bears organization has in Matt Eberflus?
I mean, there was no guarantee, right? And that was the kind of narrative at the end of the season last year. I said it many times. Like, I felt that Matt was probably in some form or fashion auditioning for a job in the second half of the season last year, maybe a little towards the final quarter of the season last year after Fields got back healthy. There was no guarantee that he was going to be the head coach going into this season, but I like that Ryan Poles looked at felt the temperature of the room and probably felt that it was the right move to bring Matt back and have a little bit of continuity in a key spot, especially if you're going to have some coordinator turnover. And the case that I had made last season was, do you want to turn into the Arizona Cardinals where you're just flipping your coaching staff year in and year out, and suddenly you lack a significant amount of consistency? And with how well the defense played as Matt took over and got a little bit more comfortable and became a better, I think, play caller. And obviously the addition of Montez Sweat helped significantly. I like that he got another shot because I think it's better for the organization. And I do think with how I saw players begin to gravitate towards Matt as a man and as a coach, and the infrastructure seemingly is in place in Chicago where your head coach does not have to be a CEO type of presence. And those improvements combined with wanting some stability, combined with how the defensive guys in particular respond to Matt, I think all those things led to the what I think is probably the right idea in mind to keep Matt Eberflus in that position. And I've been asked by people around the NFL, like, do you think this is kind of a make or break year for Matt? It always is, I think, for coaches.
Yeah.
I don't think the Belichicks of the world, the Tomlins of the world, the John Harbaughs of the world, those guys are few and far between where you get that much tenure now in the NFL. And by the way, those are three organizations that for the most part, you know, the Patriots less so after Brady, but those are three organizations that have had significant consistency for a long time. And if that's what you're seeking, I think this was a good move to keep Eberflus around. But every coach is on the hot seat, I think, in the NFL at this point because of the cyclical nature of it. But I think Matt was the right choice. I think he's in a good position to help himself out as well. And like I said, there are certain organizations where when you get hired as the head coach, you have to be the CEO, the face of the organization, all of that. Like Antonio Pierce in Las Vegas, because of his connectivity to that organization, to that franchise, with the kind of uplifting story that he had late in the year last year of coming in, helping that team play much better, being a Raider for life and things like that. Like, he's now expected to be the CEO and the front-facing person for that organization now for the next couple of years as they try to get back into consistency and get back into relevancy. Whereas I don't think that's necessarily the infrastructure in Chicago. Like, this is where I don't think there was any doubt left when we watched Hard Knocks. This is Ryan Pohl's team, right? He's making the personnel decisions. He's heavily involved. And Matt, I think, gets to do what he's really good at, and that's coach people up. And if that's the infrastructure that's in place, I think that makes it better for this particular organization.
Adam, thanks a ton. Looking forward to it. Everybody fired up.
Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate you.
Great job.
That is Adam Amin. That'll be fun. It'll
be
good.
Looking forward to Adam and Mark Sanchez, who's gotten really pretty good as an analyst. I think that I think being paired with Adam Amin reflects that. So it's going to be a fun broadcast on Sunday.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nor Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.